Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for an AFC East showdown, King?
Yes! Yes, I am. I've been ready a long time for this showdown. In fact, it was almost less of a showdown. It was almost even a little bit less.
Probably
watching the game yesterday.
Much of a showdown if Joe Burrow could stop throwing to the Bills.
Just throw it to the Bengals. You know what it was? The Bengals were wearing white. It was a snow game.
They blended in.
That's tough.
They blended in a little too much.
As somebody with bad eyesight, I can kind of relate. Maybe Burrow wasn't exactly sure what was going on.
You'd think he'd see the Bills, though.
Yeah, no, they should stand out. He threw it right to those guys a few times.
You think he'd see their uniforms?
Yeah, no, you got to wonder about shaving points, and you hate to throw around those kind of accusations.
I mean, in this current climate,
I'm saying, Jones,
you kind of have to. Yeah,
you got
to
go into this thing eyes wide open, and the Bengals were cruising, and then they weren't. And you're like, what happened there? They had that game won.
It is true. However, it does raise the stakes for Sunday. Pats and Bills in Foxborough. Patriots waiting, coming off the bye at home. Hat and t-shirt game, a championship-level game, as Mike Vrabel referred to it this morning. It's Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe, we are here talking with you all day long. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line there. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll take a full spin around the NFL with what happened coming up at 11:30. Recap of Week 14. Otherwise, wide open for you to talk about some of these games yesterday, including Bills and Bengals and the stakes now for the Pats this Sunday. It is a massive, massive game for the Patriots. It's even bigger for Buffalo on the other side. The Pats do, and we can get into this, have some wiggle room. Even if they lose this game, they still will be in the driver's seat to win the division. Losing to Buffalo, in other words, won't completely flip things. Their hopes of winning the division won't be gone. But this is a chance to step on their throats, really end their season when it comes to winning the division, and put the Bills in the rearview mirror and focus on that top seed in the AFC.
Yeah, it is right there. And who'd have thought that, you know, at this point going into the year that you'd be talking about the Patriots maybe splitting with the Bills and still being a game up on them, right? Like, it's not even like, oh, you had to beat both games and then you're tied and whatever else, and now you have that tiebreaker. It's like, no, the Patriots really control this whole thing. And to your point, they can even trip up. They could trip up in this game. And yeah, it'd be frustrating, it'd be disappointing. They got a long winning streak going on right now. And it also, as an aside, doesn't seem like the Bills are that great. You know, they're good. Like, I think it goes down as like a quality win, right? When we were doing that exercise on like what teams in the league are good. I'm not saying great, just like what teams are good. The Bills still are good. They still have Josh Allen. But they're certainly not this world-beating team or even a team that you look at as significantly better than the Patriots. I think the opening line is like Bills maybe by like a point and a half.
Ooh,
did you see that? I'm pretty sure it is.
Again, that's what I saw last night. Let me check.
So just sort of, and the game's in New England. So I you know, Vegas is telling you neutral site. They would still give the nod, the slight nod to the Bills, but pretty amazing how things have changed in just a few short months. But yeah, with the win on Sunday, that's it. They could wrap up the division with 3 weeks to go, which is also wild.
Pats are point and a half dogs on FanDuel. Yeah. They are plus 100 on the money line.
All right.
high over under 49.5.
Ooh, I like that. Points.
So I like that a lot, too.
A little sprinkle on the money line, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. It's plus money right now. We'll see where that goes throughout the course of the week. Dan Graziano wrote about this at ESPN. He asked the question every week, is it an overreaction or not? Bills and Patriots will decide the AFC East. He calls that an overreaction. He says, not to spoil the excitement with math, but the tiebreakers really favor the Patriots here, even if Buffalo goes in and wins in New England next week. If they're tied head-to-head, Buffalo wins.
Yeah.
Your next tiebreaker would go to the division. Pats are 3-1 in the division. Buffalo's 3-2. That's with a loss, by the way, factoring in a loss to Buffalo.
Right.
That's where it would be. Patriots would have to lose another game to either Miami or the Jets for that one to come into play. But let's say it does. They're both somehow 4-2 at the end of the year. It comes down to common opponent. Pats probably still need to lose another game on top of that.
Well, we gave them the division weeks ago,
so
we're not wrong.
The division should be done, but that doesn't mean you can't find things out about the Patriots, and I agree with what you said. If they lose, they might still win the division. If they win, you stepped on their throats and really ended Buffalo's any hope of death-rattling their way into winning the AFC East. But it would make you relook at the rest of the AFC. Denver's that much harder to catch if you lose this game to Buffalo. You know, the Bills are that much closer to you. Maybe you throttle back a little bit from the championship aspirations that Vrabel was talking about this morning, that we've been talking about now for weeks and weeks. And I think that would really be more the stakes. Not necessarily the division.
Yeah,
you'd
still
be in a good spot for that. But just how you're viewed and maybe how you view yourselves against some of these other top AFC teams, that's really what's at stake. Shutting up the Cam Newtons of the world and stuff like that.
Well, I also think it's keeping pace with Denver, not just for like these power rankings or whatever. It's for the number one seed. Like, who's going to get the one first round bye in the playoffs? And, you know, it is on the one hand kind of wild that they're in a spot now where you're like, yeah, the division. Yeah, we got it. Like, this team was so bad the last couple of years, and now we're kind of like skipping past the fact that they're, in all likelihood, barring some drastic letdown, going to win the division. But they also have the number one overall seed right there in their grasp. And that's why, you know, a loss on Sunday would really knock them down there, because they don't have the tiebreaker with Denver. So now when you start to size up, all right, each team has four games left. They have the same record right now. Denver does have a couple of tough games, but they're 11-2, just like the Patriots are. So if you fall to 11-3 and you have to be one game better than them, right, like let's say they both go 3-1 down the rest of the stretch. Well, then Pats are probably the 2 seed.
Yeah,
you know, if they both go 4-0, like they're the 2 seed. So I'm looking at this like, yeah, you want to beat Buffalo. What a message that sends to the whole league if you sweep Buffalo in the regular season. But you got to keep pace with the Denver Broncos right now.
So Denver lost yesterday. That was kind of their gimme game remaining. What's left now for Denver? Home against Green Bay. Home against Jacksonville, who won again yesterday.
No, Denver didn't lose. What did you say?
No, I'm saying that you weren't going to expect.
Oh, you didn't get them to lose.
Denver wasn't going to lose to Vegas.
No,
right? That was kind of the gimme game remaining for Denver. But then they go home against Green Bay, home against Jacksonville, who won again. Daniel Jones got hurt at KC,
which I don't even know.
Maybe isn't as difficult of a game as we thought. We'll get to them in a moment, and then the Chargers to finish out the year. So,
and that might be a play. That might be for the Chargers a game to play in. I mean, Green Bay's fighting for seeding and spots. Jacksonville, like, those are four potential playoff teams. Now, Kansas City maybe not, but like I'll say potential. The other three are in, right? So it's just on paper, Denver should lose at least one more. Patriots, you know, I think we'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm not really all that worried about the Baltimore game. We're getting ahead a little bit. I'm not worried about that. I would lump them in with Miami and the Jets, honestly.
They're now 6-7. They lost to Pittsburgh, and they didn't look good. And Isaiah Likely, again, just can't seem to – he had a touchdown earlier in the game, but he fumbled the week before. He couldn't hold on to the one yesterday, which was controversial, and stuff that we'll get into here today. But to your point about Denver, Denver beat Vegas. The Broncos have clinched any two-way tiebreaker. So it's just the Patriots and the Broncos tied at the end of the year. 13-4, 14-3, whatever, 15-2. Any two-way tiebreaker with New England for playoff seeding based on the better record against common opponent. The Pats lost to the Raiders week one.
It's crazy.
The Broncos are 2-0 against the Raiders. So in a head-to-head tiebreaker with the Broncos, that week one game is looming large to come back and bite the Patriots for a bye week in the postseason, potentially. You got to finish ahead of Denver down the stretch, and the schedule does favor you for that outside of this game against Buffalo this weekend. Mike Vrabel was asked about, well, his comments about champions never being satisfied last week.
Mm-hmm.
He took that to this weekend's game against the Buffalo Bills. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
He'll show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Go to Northeastern Savings Bank to upgrade local, member DIF-FDIC. Again, this is Mike Vrabel talking about his champions comment from last week and applying it to this weekend's game against the Bills.
Well, that's what we're playing for. We're playing for a championship this week. Each week you have a new opportunity, a new message, and you know this is a championship week for us, an opportunity to win the AFC East, something that this team hasn't done in 5 years, or the Buffalo has done it 5 years in a row. So, you know, to do that, there's you have to go out and play a certain way, and you have to do things and continue to improve. And so we didn't start and say, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl in November, or then in November. It's not that. It's just conversations that I have with the team to try to focus on things that we need to try to do and want to do, and understand that this is a great opportunity for us this week here at home. And, you know, since the last time we've played, they've changed, we've changed. Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic game. You know, that team's not going away. They have a quarterback who is an MVP quarterback that under any circumstances is going to be ready to either win the football game with whatever running or throwing that he has to do. And then whenever they need a play, he seems to make it.
Okay. That's Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Again, if you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY, get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You won't miss any of our content here at WEEI, including a second of Jones and Keith. We said this last week, Keith. I like that Vrabel doesn't shy away from this. He's like, No, this is a championship game this weekend. We're back from the bye week. Ready to work. The team should be ready to work. It's a championship-level game. We're not going to hide from it. I like that about Vrabel, and I like that he's been doing that pretty much all year.
Yeah, and also he has the gravitas to say, you know, this is what champions do. Because he can't be like, well, what do you know about being a champion? He's like, oh, I don't know, I've won 3 Super Bowls. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. You do know what it takes. So it's not just like lip service or something that sounds good. You know, he really means it. And you can tell the players buy into it. That's something that we've noticed pretty early on in the season. Like, these guys completely buy in. When he says stuff, they listen. They're all going in the same direction. So, yeah, it's been amazing to see the turnaround. And it's all led by Vrabel. And kind of whatever he says, the team is fully on board with. And they support. And you get it. You can see why.
I think that this is going to be something we obviously are focused on all week long. It's a massive, massive game. Bigger for the Bills than the Patriots, but a big one, no doubt. So again, you can talk about it all day long here. 617-779-7937 all week long here on Jones and Keith. Few texts coming in, and then I want to get to the Chiefs briefly.
Yes.
Here we go. The Patriots could use some adversity. A loss wouldn't be the worst thing.
Ooh. Well, this isn't the 07, Pats. It's not like they haven't had a loss. They lost twice.
You did apply this logic a little bit to Aroldis Chapman, though. You wanted him to get one of those out of the way. You don't feel that way about this team?
No, Chapman had a scoreless inning streak, which was insane, and you could just see it coming. You're like, he's going to give up a run in the playoffs. So, yeah, I stood by that. Honestly, I was not a lose in 07 guy, and I know a lot of people are, especially in hindsight, but I really wasn't.
I wasn't either.
This is different. Like, they've lost. Now they're winning. Keep winning. Like, I'm not like superstitious or anything to that degree.
And other than like where you stood in history, there was nothing bad about losing a game in 07 for the Pats. They were going to be the one seed.
Oh, they're going to be the one seed, right? Good point. This is also different.
This could actually cost them the one seed. Text line is asking, guys, why is the playoff bye week so important? Here's the difference right now. You could be sitting at home,
yeah,
not having to play, or you could play on wild card weekend against what would right now be the Houston Texans at 8-5, winners of five in a row.
No, thank you.
Beat the Chiefs last night, beat up the Chiefs last night. No, thank you, like, is right, Keith. Like, I want
out of here with Houston.
I would pick the Patriots in that game,
yeah,
but I still want nothing to do with that. That defense is menacing. Mahomes had 10 straight incompletions last night.
Dude, their winning streak,
he threw three picks,
includes Jacksonville, Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, they're ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm good on playing them in the first round. I think because all these teams are so close, just one less game, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory why you'd want to skip that. Plus, you would also lock up home field throughout, right? So that means, let's say you win your wild card weekend game or whatever. All right, now you got to go to Denver potentially for the AFC title game? No. Play here.
You want that game here. You don't want that game in Denver. So I think, the bye week is not the end-all be-all, but the Patriots should be, especially given what they have left on the schedule versus what Denver has left on the schedule. They should be angling for that. They should want that.
Also, as an added thing, every team's dealing with this, but for the Patriots specifically, even if they get them back, give Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, Milton Williams, all these guys, like, an extra week off. So, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
Chiefs are dead now, right?
Yeah.
I think we've kind of danced around it. Now, I'm not like danced around it. Well, it is over. They cannot win the AFC West. For the first time in 9 years, I think it is, they can't win the division.
Amazing.
So that is done. I think they're done. I think they're done. Mahomes,
well, what is it? They have to win out and somebody has to lose out?
Yeah.
That was done.
I think the team they can catch, if I understand it right, is the Chargers.
So they do play them this week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, the Chargers, I think, have to be catchable based on the math. They can't catch Denver. They don't hold a head-to-head tiebreaker with Buffalo or Houston now. They do have it with the Colts, but the Colts are outside of the playoffs and they're not getting back in without Daniel Jones.
I'm pissed I didn't make that bet.
I got too scared.
It was plus 240 for the Colts to miss the playoffs. But then I was looking at the Chargers' schedule, and I was like, well, their schedule's really tough. And so I was, but, like, yeah, right now, Chargers are in, Texans are in, Jaguars are leading that division, Steelers are now leading their division. So the teams that are just outside are the Colts at 8-5. But then there's a two-game drop-off to the Ravens, Chiefs, and Dolphins. The Dolphins have the same record as the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Is another great stat.
I mean, they're right there. I mean, they're closer to what? I mean, they're closer to the Bengals and the Jets and teams like that than they are teams like the Broncos and the Patriots.
No, I would say that's it. Kind of going out with a whimper. Like, it's not even going to be a bad playoff loss or anything. They're not even going to make the playoffs because they do have two very easy games. They have Tennessee and Vegas left to go. Kansas City does. So that gets them to 7 wins. But then L.A. Chargers and the Denver Broncos, I don't know, maybe they split that. Maybe. So, I mean, at best, they could be 10-7. And 10-7 probably gets you in, but I don't think they're going 10-7.
I don't either.
It doesn't look like it.
I don't think they're running the table and going 10-7. That was a costly loss for them. And again, what are the stakes between the bye week and not? That Texans team that I want nothing to do. 10 straight incompletions from Mahomes.
Yeah.
3 picks last night from Mahomes. Some of them were on him. I don't know what the defense did on some of those arm punts from Mahomes. But in general, I mean, that's a team you do not want to play. I'd pick you against Houston, but I don't want that matchup. Give me the Chargers. If the Colts somehow found their way in, by all means, give me that team. Like, you know, even Buffalo I'd rather have than the way Houston's playing, although I guess I reserve the right to change my mind based on Sunday against Buffalo.
Houston could still win that division, too. They're one game back at Jacksonville, and then doesn't mean you wouldn't play them in the divisional round, depending on the seedings, but they might be able to knock off Jacksonville. But, yeah, Houston looks pretty intense. And we tried to warn you. That was really the one takeaway from the Jones and Keefe standings.
That's all we stumbled onto.
Like, they're better than, like, the Chargers and whatever teams that had a better record than them. We're like, yeah, watch out for them.
The Jones and Keefe standings were the same as the actual standings three or 4 weeks ago whenever we did it, except for Houston. We said, watch out for that team.
They just ripped off three of the most impressive wins all season.
And since then, all anybody says is watch out for that team. So don't say the Jones and Keefe standings have no influence.
That's right.
It was
very significant.
It was a lot of math,
yep.
A lot of time spent that we'll never get back, but we did learn that before most people. We'll get to your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday. Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis scheduled to join us here. We have what happened from week 14. We'll go in-depth on all the games from yesterday. We'll catch you up to speed on what maybe you missed. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, does Drake May have a weakness? It turns out he really may not. We'll do that next.
No. The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Celtics are now winners of 5 in a row after yesterday's 121-113 victory over the Raptors in Toronto. Jaylen Brown led the way for the Celtics with 30 points, and Derek White scored 27 points. Nemus Kata contributed a double-double with 11 points and 11 rebounds. Season now off until Thursday night when they will return to the TD Garden to play the Milwaukee Bucks. The New England Patriots return from their bye week and are back on the practice field today at 12:15. The Pats will begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are now 9-4 after yesterday's 39-34 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Week 14 in the NFL will wrap up with the Monday Night Football matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's pregame coverage will begin at 7 o'clock and kickoff is at 8:15. And the Boston Bruins look to make it 3 wins in a row when the Bees return to the ice tomorrow night to host the St. Louis Blues. Your holiday plans just got tastier at the 99 Restaurant. Picture this: creamy, dreamy new lobster carbonara or satisfying new baked stuffed shrimp and lobster casserole. Celebrate big at the 99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.